Satyajit Ray is India's most acclaimed filmmaker. But from Friday, January 17th, film lovers in the Bay Area will be able to see something people in India don't really get to experience anymore. The films of Ray restored and cleaned on the big screen.
But a very sad thing, you don't find Ray's film in the theaters. So a new generation, they don't know Ray. Ray made films for theater, not for DVDs.
That's filmmaker Gautam Ghosh. He made a documentary about Satyajit Ray.
I simply call it Ray. Ray, of course, his surname, and also Ray of Hope, Ray of so many things, Ray of Light.
That documentary will screen as part of the series The Brilliance of Satyajit Ray at the Pacific Film Archive in Berkeley. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Ray became internationally famous for his very first film, 1955's Pothe Panchali, or The Song of the Road, about village life in Bengal. It won the Best Film Prize at the San Francisco International Film Festival. But Ghosh says Ray wasn't planning to make his first film about a poor rural family. He wanted to film the adventure classic, The Prisoner of Zenda. But at that time, French filmmaker Jean Renoir was in India and met Ray.
When Ray expressed this idea to Renoir, Renoir said, no, you look at your own country. There are so many elements. Your country, whenever I travel, Renoir used to say, whenever I travel, I say, joli, te joli. Beautiful, very beautiful. Perhaps that inspired Ray.
It's not that Ray's 35 or so films were all huge successes in India. His sequel to Pothe Panchali, called Oporajito, or The Unvanquished, flopped. Ray thought perhaps he should do something with song and dance, more familiar to Indian audiences. But Ray couldn't help being Ray. His film Jolshaghar, or The Music Room, was actually a film about decadent feudalism, says his son, Shundeep.
Rakto. Blood. The blood in my veins.
It turned out to be a very somber kind of a project. And that didn't do very well. But Jolshaghar, you know, The Music Room, is a cult film now in France. And he was totally amazed. He was dumbstruck about this when he heard about the success of Jolshaghar in France. And he said, how could this happen?
Ray made films about village life, women in urban India, detective thrillers, historical dramas, documentaries, even a musical with a king of ghosts. He designed his own posters, often composed his own music, and when he wasn't making films, he was writing detective stories, ghost stories, much to his audience's delight, says Shundeep.
He was absolutely unpredictable. I mean, people were, after every film, they looked forward to his next film. I mean,
people think because he was India's greatest filmmaker, tackling topics like feudalism, social collapse, and great classics, he must have been a somber man. Ghosh says, not at all. His Calcutta flat was an open house.
Ray had no secretary, nothing at all. He used to open the door. Okay, come, sir, I want to act in your film. If Ray found its interesting face, immediately he used to make a sketch and write down the address and names and everything.
His son is trying to preserve his sketchbooks and all his papers. When Ray was given the honorary Oscar in 1992, just before he died, the Academy discovered his films were in bad shape.
Due to the negligence of the producers, so abroad there are usually duplicate negatives, prints are struck from the duplicate negatives. But here it's the opposite, you know. The master negative is always used. So they were in a pretty bad shape.
The family didn't own the films. The producers were loath to part with the negative. But they did, and the results are there for all to see. Black and white or color, they don't seem dated. Some say that proves Ray was ahead of his time. Ghosh says that's not it.
No, it's not the question of ahead of time, thinking ahead of time. The question of the humanism, the human quality of his films, which is, I think, eternal.
That's why this Bengali filmmaker lived all his life in Kolkata, but his films found audiences around the world. As Ray himself put it,
that although you have your roots here in Bengal, in India, you are at the same time part of a larger plan, a universal pattern. This uniqueness and this universality and the coexistence of the two is what I mainly try to convey through my films.
Long before we started talking about global local, Satyajit Ray epitomized it. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.